Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The girl on the phone for a second date update today thinks she might not be getting a call back because she was too prepared for her date.
Too prepared?
Yeah. She took along something in her purse that she figured could help them both out, and apparently she feels like the guy got a little shocked when he saw it.
Whoa,
I don't know what it is, but my mind is going to places that are not very clean.
We'll find out what it is in just a second, but she's on the phone right now. Samantha, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, you sound really pissed almost right now,
Samantha. No, dude, you guys just made that sound like, oh, what has she got in her purse?
Yeah,
like,
well,
that's a normal thing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Maybe you're going to think twice now before you put things like that in your purse before a date, right?
Oh,
can I put it in perspective? Like, can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, I guess.
Sure.
Okay. First, tell us how you met the guy you want to call today.
Yeah, so his name's Charlie, and we were set up on a blind date by mutual friends.
Oh, and was it like blind where you hadn't even like stalked him on Facebook or Instagram or anything?
Well, I didn't know his last name, so I couldn't do my due diligence.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But you did look at like every Charlie in like a 50-mile
radius.
Dude,
I looked at so many Charlies. I was hoping our mutual friends. I'm like, who's Charlie? I was like, geez.
And how was the date with Charlie? What'd you guys do?
We went to this bar that was kind of in between us because we both live a bit of a distance from each other. So we met in the middle at this bar.
And were you nervous going into this or did you feel pretty cool?
Yeah, it was my first blind date. So I was like, oh, I don't know. And I haven't been able to snoop him. And I was like, oh, what if I can't hide that I'm not attracted to him? Like, you know, all these thoughts, you know.
So were you relieved when you got to the restaurant or how'd you feel?
He's very cute.
Okay.
He's like the definition of my type. He's tall. He's got dark hair and green eyes and like these thick eyebrows that kind of come up to a point that I like on guys.
I'm like picturing Dracula, what you just described, but...
No, but I'd give him a shot, you know, at this point.
Okay.
All right. So you were pleasantly surprised with Charlie. Tell us about your date.
So we sat at the bar, we're chatting, we're laughing, the conversation is flowing easy, and he said I can't remember what it was, because this is like on our second drink, he said something super funny, and I was like, all right, cheers to that, and then we clinked, and I was like, hold on, to commemorate this moment, can I get a picture? Because what he said was just, it was like a perfect moment on a date.
Hold on, though.
You
stopped in the middle of laughing at somebody's joke to take a picture?
Yeah.
No, the laughter had ended, and it was like, I think I did it at the right moment, you know? So that's when I reached my purse, and I grabbed my selfie stick, and you know, after he said yes.
Wait, what did you just say?
Hold on.
I said I grabbed my selfie stick out of my purse.
You brought a selfie stick with you on a first date?
Well, it's always in my purse.
Okay.
Yeah, but then you have to like attach your camera to it and then pull it out. I mean, this isn't.
Oh, come on, you're making it sound like it's like hard labor. You just pop it in and hold it out.
Okay, I would be off put if I was on a date with you.
Dude, it's so normal.
No.
Yeah, it is. It is. Really is.
I just feel like that's a lot for a first date to put a first date picture up on Instagram.
Look, it's obvious that you haven't dated in like a long, long, long time. People do it all the time. Or maybe this is like a generation gap where you guys...
Oh my God, I am not that old, all right? Yeah, listen, all right. I am married. I will say married, but I'm not that old.
Okay, so you ended up taking a picture with your selfie stick. You said in your email you thought that that might be one of the reasons he's not calling you back.
That's the only thing that stands out in the date, because like after that, a group of his friends were also just happened to be at the same bar, and they came over, and they said hello, and he introduced me, and they invited him to... They were going to some other place, and he was just like, yeah. And so we closed out and walked outside. It was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. The moon was huge. It was bright.
Wow.
It was creating this, like, beautiful blue backlight. I didn't take a picture.
Okay. I thought that that's what we were working up to. And I'm like, all right.
But it was just really romantic and just sort of magical outside. And so, you know, we went out to get some air, and I
pointed it out. I was like, wow, look at the moon. It's gorgeous. Like, this is so romantic. It was a perfect, perfect moment for a first kiss.
And?
That's what I'm thinking.
And?
And I don't think he picked up on the moment.
Oh.
Did he just stand there and go, yeah, yeah, it is gorgeous?
That's exactly what he did. That is exactly what he did. So I was like, okay, well, maybe he's a little socially awkward. So I started, like, slowly leaning in.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing?
Oh. Oh, you got shot down.
Oh, no.
So I got shy. And I was like, oh, you have something on your shirt. I was just going to get it off.
I would say smooth recovery.
Yeah. Very.
Well, not exactly, because he was like, really? Because I thought you were trying to kiss me, and that would be weird.
Shut up. He said that? He said, and that would be weird.
Whoa.
And that would be weird. And I was like, no, I wasn't trying to kiss you. Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? You pervert? Disgusting. You're out here trying to kiss me or something? Are you dropping hints?
And he's like, because I just met you, you know? And I was like, of course. Yeah, I just met you, you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I like her.
So that's an awkward end to the date then. Was that like the last little bit?
Yeah, so that felt awkward, but like the conversation was so free-flowing and it was so easy and light and fun. And that's why I'm kind of disappointed he didn't call me afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I could see that. I mean, selfie stick aside, it sounds like a great evening.
Yeah.
Like, how can a selfie stick, something so simple, be a deal breaker?
I wouldn't think that would ruin things for you, but maybe the awkward kiss moment could have.
Well, he doesn't know that I was going in for a kiss. I played it off pretty well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.